The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You on Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Today, my co-host, I'm John Ryan, and my co-host is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning. Glad to be here again. A beautiful, sunny June day.
Okay. It's a good thing it's not TV.
Right.
And we have with us today Roger Tillies. And Roger Tillies has a bio that is absolutely spectacular. And we're going to be talking about some of the various things that he's done. And as we talk about them, we'll be introducing the chair of what board he is on and et cetera. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
What I'd like to do, because I have a question, actually. Roger is a regent, a New York State regent from the 10th Judicial District, and actually he just commenced in April his third term. And I know the regents cover all the educational aspects of New York State. University, does that include, which is right off the top, which I didn't know, charter schools? Or is charter school outside the regent's district?
Charter schools are part of the public school system that they are in. Yes, we charter the schools. We charter half, and SUNY charters half under a deal made with the legislature and the governor for political reasons.
Okay.
And we are constantly renewing charters or not renewing charters if they are not doing that well. And many of our charter schools are not doing that well. We have some that are exemplary and some that are not doing as well as the public school that they are serving.
Okay. Just recently I was reading about a charter school that was up for renewal. I didn't realize that goes through you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
or it could go SUNY.
Okay.
Whichever, but they go through the process.
Right.
Okay, I thought that's my own fault, an independent type thing. That's what the whole issue was with charter school.
Well, they're independent only in certain aspects of what they have to do, what they have to follow. Teacher unions, for one, is some charter schools are teacher union schools, but many are not.
Okay.
Some have to take all of the exams. Many do not. It gives them more flexibility. But at the same time, the biggest failing of charter schools is, and it's hard to believe why charter schools are not doing as well as the public school they came from, because they have many fewer English language learner children, because the parents of English language learner children don't sign up for the lottery often because they're a little nervous about immigration. So they have much fewer immigrants signing up.
Okay.
Secondly, special ed kids are often grandfathered out of charter schools because of physical capabilities.
Okay.
And third, when a charter school dismisses a student, suspends them, or whatever else, they don't have to fill it in with anybody else, so that by the time they finish the charter school, they will have far fewer students, and they're keeping only the students that are satisfactory and doing well. So we call that creaming.
Exactly. Okay.
And so it's really incomprehensible why some of the charter schools are not doing as well, given those advantages, as the public school they came from. So many of them are doing very well.
Right. Okay.
Many of them have best practices, but there are at least half of them that don't.
That's interesting.
I'd like to switch from young to old for a minute.
Okay.
I know a lot of seniors take advantage of this of the state university system as auditors. Could you tell me, is there any limitation in terms of seniors being able to take courses at the state university as auditors? In other words, not paying for it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The regents approve every higher education program for independent colleges or public colleges, SUNY and CUNY, but they have their own boards, and so how they operate is totally up to their own board. The SUNY has their own board, and CUNY has a board under that. The regents don't have any real operational work with SUNY, other than working with them on certain things like charter schools or approving all of their educational programs to make sure that, because we like to make sure that educational programs, for instance, at Old Westbury next door to Post, are not competing with each other. If they're not going to put a
school
of visual arts there if we have one here, or vice versa.
Okay.
Trying to maximize the effect for each dollar you're spending.
Right, because public dollars are spent in either one.
Right, that's smart. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I just figured a school opens up because it had the backing. I didn't realize it's almost getting a permit to say, listen, we don't need another agricultural school next to Farmingdale.
The scope of the regions is huge, as it is. We don't need that. We not only have pre-K through 12 education. We not only approve all the programs for higher education, we not only approve all teacher education, we are in charge of certifying and approving 57 different professions. Every profession except lawyers go through the regents. They have to get their certificate that they are licensed, and we also discipline the boards, whether it's land surveyors or midwives or doctors or accountants. That's one thing we do. We also charter every museum in the state, every library in the state, all the public television in the state. So the scope is pretty large. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy the job, is because every day is different.
Wow. And good, Joe, you go.
If I wanted to be a professional engineer in New York, I have to go through the regents.
Yes. You go through your school, you know, to get your education.
Get to a certain point.
But in order to get your license as an engineer, you'd have to come through the regents to give a license. Mm. And we have boards of for each of the areas that really review whether or not a person is qualified for the license, and also reviews whether or not the license should be revoked. In cases, and we have many doctors, nurses, pharmacists, et cetera, who, you know, might have done something that shouldn't have been done, and we will pull their license or revoke it for a time.
Are you set up on a regional basis? You cover Long Island, or you're statewide in terms of your influence?
Yeah, the regents are a policymaking board. Mm-hmm. Generally, and we are a statewide board. However, each of the regents are elected by judicial districts. In my case, the 10th Judicial District, which is Nassau and Suffolk. So I have by far the largest population of any region, almost twice as much as any other region, because Long Island has 3 million people. And if you multiply that by the 17 of regents, you get a much bigger number
than
we have in the state.
Right.
So we have 126 school districts just on Nassau and Suffolk, and I've been visited over 90 of them. So I'm really trying in my third 5-year term to visit all of them.
Do you get involved anyway with this approach towards consolidation of school districts?
That's a legislative and gubernatorial item, but we do what we can to encourage cooperative work. Our BOCES, which are under the regents, now are doing a lot of business work for all the districts. We're encouraging districts to combine certain operations, transportation, et cetera. In many states that I've lived in, the school district is a countywide school district, which many people think would be better. Not really for the money, because in terms of the money, if you consolidate districts, you're probably not going to go with the lowest salary in the district. You're going to go with the highest salary in the district. So everybody will move up to that salary. Ultimately, I think it will provide savings. I'm looking more at the educational opportunities, though, because we have such a disparity on Long Island and around the state, but especially on Long Island, between what a district, a high-needs district needs and what a low-needs district can and does give to their students. There's no question that in Wyandanch, one of our highest needs districts, they have no AP courses, no advanced placement courses at all. in Walt Whitman, in Dix Hills, right next door, they have, I don't know, dozens of advanced placement courses. So for a student to do well and to move ahead in Wyandanch is much more difficult than a student in Dix Hills. And we have pockets of poverty around the island, four or five pockets that are surrounded by very wealthy areas. And the disparity in the kind of education they get is huge. And a regional or a countywide program would be far better for the kids in those districts.
Let me ask you a question again. What's the status of the Regents exams? I used to be a bane of my daughter's existence with those little books every June. With all the other exams that now exist, you know, we hear there's too much testing. Where are you guys going on that?
Well, I agree there's too much testing, but it's really not in the Regents test. The Regents tests are in a variety of subjects. In order to graduate now, when I was in school, the Regents tests were only to provide scholarships to colleges, for New York colleges. If you passed those tests, you would qualify for either reduced rate or a scholarship loan. Now, for the last many years, you have to pass five Regents tests in order to graduate from high school. So it's a very different ballgame. These are now required. The testing that I think you're hearing most about, more testing and unfair testing and whatever, are the tests that are required by the federal government under No Child Left Behind, which is now Race to the Top, which says that you have to test every student in third through eighth grade in English and math, and that teachers have to be evaluated using a student test score, which has caused incredible problems. And no teacher should be evaluated on the sole basis of a student test score on one test, because A, the teacher will teach to that test because their jobs depend upon it. They will narrow the curriculum to teach English and math. So we're losing music and art and social studies and foreign languages in many school districts. Again, the high needs districts versus the low needs districts, it increases the disparity. And unless we de-link those two things, and teachers should be evaluated very rigorously on all kinds of growth measures of students, but not a specific test. I give as an example, I went to the Mets game. They won 14-1 on a Saturday a couple of weeks ago. And the day before, they lost 7-0. I said, how would you evaluate the manager of the Mets? On which day? And
good point.
That's exactly what we're trying to do with students and teachers. And I think there's an awful lot. The people who opted out of the test this year, we're talking about opting out of the 3-8 test, not the Regents test. And there were over 200,000 children across the state that were opted out of the test. That shows that parents really are very concerned and annoyed and angry at the kind of pressures their children are getting because their children have to perform in order for their teacher to succeed.
That was the Mets scenario is a perfect explanation of it, because, you know, it's one of those things that's in the paper all the time. That one was terrific. Actually, we're going into a break. This is going so quick. Here with us this morning, is Roger Tillies, who is sharing some tremendous information. You're listening to 88.1. We'll be right back.